This is Ken Paff of the Teamsters for Democratic Union. Ken, we're going to start by asking you, obviously, there's a new candidate you have, Tom Leadham, and he's a reform candidate and trying to run against James Hoffa in 2006. I think one of the questions is, what are the lessons from the Ron Carey campaign, where the TDU did amazing work for, I don't know how many, you could tell me how many years, before you found Ron Carey as a candidate? As you know, when you and I once talked, he was not the ideal candidate, but the best candidate at the time to try to win the presidency, and who left in disgrace and left with the significant issues of improper running of his own campaign financially. How have you, what's your assessment as you try to, as your own members' assessment, how do you look back on that campaign, and what's going to be different about this one?
Well, it's a good starting point. In the Teamsters, the election of Ron Carey in 1991 was a signal event in the history of, modern history of the Teamsters, and to a degree in labor. And as you say, we had been working for many years to build a movement that could do that. When members finally, the 1.4 million members of the Teamsters finally actually got the right to vote by secret ballot, they swept out decades of trash and elected a new slate. And Ron Carey, as you say, wasn't a perfect candidate. He wasn't politically a big progressive, but he came in with a very simple, in a way, idea that the rank and file should have control of the union. And that was the part of the program that TDU bought into, owned, and shaped. When Ron Carey took office, actually had like a people's inaugural and threw open the door and said, it's your building, you're allowed in now. And actually 3,000 Teamsters on their own dime came to Washington, D.C. and marched into their own headquarters. And the union did start to grow. The union was using membership power to organize, one of the few private sector unions that was growing in the 90s. And the union won labor's greatest victory of the 1990s, the 1997 UPS strike, when we proved, one, you can win strikes against the biggest transport corporation in the world. Two, you can win over the American people. 75% of the American people supported the strike in polls during the strike. Three, you can raise progressive issues and actually win. Our slogan was, part-time America won't work. And in that strike and the subsequent contract following that one that was won, 20,000 full-time, good-paying jobs were actually created out of 40,000 low-paid part-time jobs at a time when most corporations are going exactly the opposite way, destroying good-paying, benefit-paying, family-supporting jobs. Following that strike, corporate America was not too happy with Ron Carey, and as you said, his administration gave them an excuse when his own campaign manager leveraged union funds to get kickbacks into the Kerry campaign and into the campaign manager's pocket, and Kerry was removed from office. That was a big setback to our movement. But we said then and we said now, if you're going to take on corporate America, you have to run a clean house. I think in the 2006 campaign, we're running a very, very progressive slate that we're supporting Tom Leadham. He already has a slate of 10, although it will be approximately 27, a slate that's going to grow over the coming months through allies, new forces joining the campaign, and so on. It will be, I think it will be the most progressive and diverse slate that you will see lead any major American union.
Hold on a second. This is Eric Mann on Voices from the Frontlines. We're interviewing Ken Paff, co-founder of the Teamsters for Democratic Union. Keep going, Ken. Tell us, what is the content of Tom Leadham's campaign that you would say is more progressive than the Carey campaign? And again, are there structures you're trying to bring it to bear that will even learn from the past victory that you had and setback?
Well, as far as structures and toward accountability, I think yes. I think this union historically has been plagued with corruption. And even Hoffa, who came into power based on his father's, you know, famous name, and partially a well-earned reputation for being willing to build union power, but also a very strong reputation for corruption. He left the union in disgrace for bilking its pension fund and selling out car haulers and went to prison on two concurrent sentences. And even Hoffa had to say he would end corruption. He started an anti-corruption program, which actually showed a lot of promise, but it was ultimately, its weakness was it was controlled by Hoffa. And in fact, when his corruption czar, as he came to be called, Ed Steer, started to find corruption in Hoffa's allies and started to move against him, that promptly ended that program. $15 million down the drain, the program ended. Liedem's program is a setup of an anti-corruption program, which has some similarities, but which does not answer to the top officers and allows the members to feel that they control the union. Look, the unions are under fire from corporate America on the defensive to a large extent. And when you're in a fight, you got to have faith in your generals. You got to have faith in your organization. You got to have faith in each other. And that's what our movement's about. That's what this slate will be about, that we have to run a union that's not just clean, but that members have good confidence in, that they start to say it's our union, not the union.
I think the thing, Ken, I mean, you have a very rich history. You know, you've struggled. How long have you been trying this project or doing this project?
Well, we just had our 30th convention, which is 29 years.
Incredible.
I think the most durable, and I think you might know more than me, I think the most durable grassroots movement within American labor in history. A lot of grassroots labor movements have made enormous strides, but they tend to come and go, and we've been able to hang in there and build and continue to learn and grow and involve more and more members in the process.
Well, you have a great backbone, Ken Path, and, you know, terrific history. Let me get to the core question here for me. When you and I were talking, I think it's fine to say when we were, you, me, and Jerry Tucker were talking once when Jerry was trying to run for re-election. And Jerry, of course, is a full progressive politically, and from everything from Iraq to civil rights to anti-racism. And you were confiding in me and, you know, saying, look, Ron Carey is not the same. I mean, he's running on union democracy. He's going to try to bring the union more into the labor establishment, which for us is a step, you know, forwards, right? Is Liedem more progressive, and if so, how? I mean, if there are Teamster members listening to this, and they're saying,
I think Liedem's much more of a Jerry Tucker type leader, to use that analogy. I think one of the things that we have found in TDU, though, and I think this is where you may, you know, your point about Carey administration's demise is very valid. But where you're selling it short is it really opened up the union and brought many, many people into it. It's not just an issue of left and right, but of top and bottom. And the labor movement in this country, it isn't just that sometimes we have leaders that should be better. We need more leaders. We need a lot more leaders. And a lot of labor leaders are afraid of creating more leaders. It's like competition. But the labor movement only thrives when it is insurgent, when there are more leaders. If you look at growth periods and winning struggles, they're inevitably those that have more people involved, even a degree of chaos, perhaps. I mean, that isn't our goal, but our goal is definitely to get more members involved, active. That's when you can take on corporate America. That's when you can organize. That's when people want to join your union because they see it winning. They see its members being proud of it. So there's an element of that cuts across, that's more top to bottom than left to right. But I do think you'll find that the slate that is running against Hoffa will be a very progressive slate, and hopefully we'll win in November, 1 year from now, 2006, and we'll make this the most progressive major union in this country, and we certainly need it in the country and in the labor movement and in the progressive movement.
Ken Path with Teamsters for Democratic Union. Ken, what would Hoffa say about Tom Liedem? What would be his biggest critique, or has he started putting it out?
He's a loser. He doesn't do anything. I'm Hoffa. I've united the union. Ron Carey only divided things. I've balanced the budget. Hoffa is largely on the defensive. He'll still be running against Ron Carey, although Carey left the union in 1997. If you look at his campaign website, his first leaflet attacking us, attacks Ron Carey, TDU, and Tom Liedem.
Which is why I raised it.
And that will largely be his campaign. I mean,
there and also, I stood issues. Up, would he say, I stood up to John Sweeney and fought for labor's independence?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, somehow this is going to, He came into office saying the Hoffa name means power. That was his actual campaign slogan, the Hoffa name means power. Then he needed a big dues hike to get power 2 years later. Then we were going to have a nickel an hour for Teamster power. We had a big dues hike, and mainly that went to, some of it went to organizing and good stuff, and some of it went to a lot more multiple salaries for his friends and cronies. Now he needs to get John Sweeney off his back to build Teamster power. It's hard to see how the AFL-CIO was exactly tying down the Teamsters from doing much of anything. I mean, it's not that kind of a body. Need to change to win. Change to win is fine. And in fact, change to win has put forward some good ideas. I mean, you got to organize strategically in your own industry. We've been saying that for years in the Teamsters. We think the Teamsters need to change to win. One of Change to Win's principles that I read on their website is that the union leadership should look like the members. So when we find 24 voting members of the Teamster General Board, 24 voting members, compare this to a frigging corporation, 24 voting members on the General Board, not one is Latino, one is African-American, one is a woman, they're going to kick her off, and the rest are all white men. Now, we think the Teamsters need to change to win, and actually Change to Win has some good principles, and we're going to put them into practice in our own union. We're going to organize strategically, we're going to involve the members, we're going to reach out to diversify the union in a way that Hoffa never would want to.
Are you going to try to get bring the two sides back, or do you think that the split was a good thing?
Well, we haven't really. Our movement hasn't taken sides on that. I think if you want to see the labor movement united and on a progressive platform, the election and the Teamsters will be the number one thing to bring that about, because Tom Leadham and a progressive leadership will not come in with a vested interest in the split, in Hoffa's. I mean, Hoffa mainly did this for publicity. To have, as you put it, he's got a new thing to say, look what I've done this year, because he doesn't have much else. One of the real critical issues in this campaign, which most working people in this country can relate to in one way or another, is the attack on pensions and medical care that the corporations have launched. And the government of the United States has launched. And in the Teamsters, this plays out in a funny way.
You had about 2 minutes, Ken.
The Teamsters' pension plans are joint Teamster corporate plans. And as the corporation said, we want to attack benefits, and as United Parcel Service said, we want to split off and have our own plan, what did the Hoffa administration do? Okay, we'll cut back pension benefits. We'll cut medical care. Like, to placate them. Well, in doing that, not only are they slashing the members' benefits, doing the corporation's dirty work, they're undermining our own union plan, so members don't particularly want to fight for them right now. So this is a critical issue that we think needs addressed within the union to reverse that and take a progressive fight to defend pension plans, pension early retirement for hardworking people, and medical benefits.
Okay, so this is Eric Mann, Damon Azzalee on Voices from the Frontline. You've been listening to our interview with Ken Paff of Teamsters for Democratic Union, who's proposing the election of Tom Leadham as president against James Hoffa. So how do folks, if we have any Teamsters interested in getting more involved in this and getting your point of view, how do they reach you, Ken?
Well, our website is easy. If you're on the web, www.tdu.org.
That's easy.
And you can get in touch with us there. You were talking about Tom Leadham. That separate website, separate organization is www.leadham2006.org. Leadham, L-E-E-D-H-A-M.
And we'll be in touch with you as the election gets closer.
Thanks a lot.
Take good care, Ken.
Good talking to you, Eric. Take care.
All right.
Bye now.